Chapter 10. Ulanor, Gorkogrod, Outer Defences. This again. It all resolves the same way, in blood and mayhem, and the courageous or lucky surviving to another day. Can a legend not just stay dead? A night and a day of relentless fighting meant that Courland no longer heard the thump of exploding shells and the crackle of bolters and lasguns. He was as deaf to it as the roars and groans of the orcs and the growing prickle at the nape of his neck that increased with proximity to the brute shield. He vaulted over the broken remains of a courtyard wall, landing messily in the bolt-ruined corpses of the orcs that had been defending the barrier a minute earlier. Thane and his fist's exemplar moved through the rubble to either side. Las cannon and autocannon fire flared and shrieked overhead from the land raiders and predators pushing up behind the Space Marines' thrust. Further out, companies from the rest of the multi-chapter task force speared into the desolation unleashed by the big guns of the Astra Militarum and the bombs of the Navy. The setting sun carved stark shadows from the jutting remnants of walls and stairwells, the heaps of collapsed roofs, making dark pits of exposed cellars and sublevels. A distinct crack sounded through the din of other battle noise, sharper than thunder, longer than the report of a cannon. An instant later, a bolt of red flew past the advancing Space Marines, striking a Crimson Fist's predator. The blast passed through the turret armor, leaving a neat hole. Its exit through the engine block was far more explosive, turning fuel and batteries into an incendiary blast that shot out 10 meters, scattering flaming shrapnel. In seconds, the other vehicles returned fire, tracing the trajectory of the attack to an armored bunker that squatted over the ruins on an outcrop of bomb-cratered rock. Las cannon beams and shells ricocheted harmlessly from a gleaming wall of energy that sprang into life around it. The squads pushed on, concentrating their bolter fire on the orcs still holding the ruins ahead. Corkscrewing rockets and rapid-fire bullets whined out of the dust clouds in reply. The orc gun fired again, this time slashing through the frontal armor of a Vindicator tank that had been crawling forward, its demolisher cannon intending to breach the gates of the fortifications guarding the gun tower. The muzzle flare of smaller weapons sparkled along revetments and from firing slits, the fusillade lashing down at the brightly armored warriors pushing through the smoke and rubble.
"We cannot afford to lose more armor."
Cassandra's vox-carried assessment was as accurate as it was brief.
"Air support?" suggested Thane. "Knights?" "Anti-air batteries still active," replied Courland. "The knight battalions are supporting the western flank. Analysis has revealed a weakness in the orcs' chronobiology. They seem to be more sluggish around twilight. We need to be at the shield line by dusk. We'll have to do this ourselves."
A shadow swallowed Courland as Vulcan caught up with him. The Primarch paid no attention to the weapons fire exploding all around them, turning his helmeted head left and right as he surveyed the scene.
"Armored gate, Lord Commander," Vulcan told Courland.
Bullets skipped from his plastron and shoulder pauldrons as he raised to point a little to the right. Courland looked, magnifying his suit's autosenses. Through the swirl of grime and smoke, he could see the portal hidden between two craggy outcrops surrounded by mounds of broken masonry and tangled metal. The orc emplacement fired again, turning a second predator to slag and broken armor plates.
"We must pull the armor back, Brother Commander," said Thane,
coming up from behind Courland, two squads of Fist's exemplar with him.
"Vehicle support, withdraw 500 meters, Courland announced over the vox. "Devastator squads attend for new orders."
Beaumont arrived out of the battle fog moments later, leading nearly 200 black-armored Space Marines, his personal guard bolstered by warriors drawn from other companies. He did not pause, but broke out of the ruined buildings across the square beyond into the teeth of the orc defensive fire. Several of his Space Marines fell to a converging storm of heavy weapons fire, yet the High Marshal's warriors gained ground quickly and took up firing positions from which they could target the orcs ringing the hill bunker.
"Advance!"
called Courland, taking advantage of the Black Templar's assault. The Lord Commander surged across the shifting piles of rubble, Vulcan striding alongside. Courland's sprint finished in the cover of a broken archway just 100 meters from the fortification's gatehouse. The force shield sparked and flared as devastators leveled their heavy bolters and las cannons at the portal. Secondary turrets mounted on the pinnacles of rock flanking the gate opened fire, pulverizing rubble and armor with rapid bursts of blue plasma. Dragging their dead and wounded companions with them, several Space Marine squads were forced back into the ruins.
"We cannot just stay here," snarled Beaumont. "Courland, give the order to attack."
Courland hesitated, trying to find another way of opening up the fortress.
"What manner of Lord Commander are you?"
Beaumont continued.
"Lord Vulcan, I have held my tongue, but now I must speak. Our brother of the Imperial Fists would barely make the rank of Chapter Master in better times. Why do you support him as Lord Commander?"
The Primarch said nothing.
"We're still outside their field," remarked Thane. "How do we breach the gate?"
"With this," said Vulcan, brandishing Doom Tremor.
He looked at Beaumont and tossed the weapon onto a pile of rubble a few meters ahead of their position.
"High Marshal, prove to me you are worthy of my support instead of Courland."
Beaumont did not hesitate, but burst from the ruins. A single blast from his jump pack took him to the massive hammer. Seizing the haft in both hands, he tried to lift Doom Tremor. It barely rose a few centimeters, servos whining in the Black Templar's armor. A second later, he dropped the hammer and staggered away.
"Any others?"
Vulcan announced. He pointed at Cassandra.
"Crimson Fist, would you be the Lord Commander instead?"
"If you will it, Lord Primarch," replied the Chapter Master.
Bullets pinged from the rubble as he advanced. Beaumont stepped back with a shake of the head.
"It is a trick, brother. Nothing more."
The Black Templar stalked back to his warriors, while Cassandra strained to lift the Primarch's hammer, without success. Courland watched all of this in silence, wondering what Vulcan was trying to prove.
"Lord Commander, your turn,"
said the towering warrior, waving a hand towards Doom Tremor.
"You wish me to use your hammer to break the gate of the fortress, Lord Vulcan?"
said Courland, holstering his pistol.
"Is that the challenge?"
"It is."
Courland looked at Doom Tremor, and then the gate, and back to the power hammer. It was clear none but Vulcan had the strength to lift it conventionally. The Lord Commander raised a hand to the Fist Exemplar beside him.
"Thane, bring your squad with me."
Courland set off over the rubble, the Fist Exemplar in tow. At his direction, Thane and two others helped him take up Doom Tremor like a siege ram of ancient times.
"Cover fire!"
ordered Courland, breaking into a run, the others matching his pace. The remaining Fist's Exemplar poured what fire they could towards the slits and ramparts of the gate crags. Bullets spitting past them, explosions tearing up dirt and brick in their wake, Courland's assault team dashed between the crag towers, lifting Doom Tremor to their shoulders. Bolt impacts and las cannon blasts spattered them with splinters and molten rock from the walls above.
"Now,"
Courland told his companions. They hurled Doom Tremor as a javelin. Head wreathed in lightning, the hammer struck the gate like a thunderbolt. Metal shattered under the impact, the detonation of power shearing the entire gate from its mounting. The Lord Commander and his warriors drew their weapons to open fire at the stunned orcs within, stepping into a mist of molten steel. Courland felt the tread of Vulcan approaching a second before the Primarch passed, snatching up Doom Tremor to wade into the greenskins with broad sweeps of the gleaming hammer.
"There is more to the rank of Lord Commander than being the best fighter, Beaumont,"
the Primarch called out, voice stern.
"Great warriors follow the greatest leader."